It's Peter Trenum, and it's time for the Gospel Trail. Thanks for being with me today. Our sponsors are the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. And I invite you to sit back with that cup of tea or coffee and enjoy a program of great gospel music.
Store for me. The first of all, I thank the Lord in heaven who gave his life so I could be set free. I might not be here till tomorrow. I'm living now on borrowed time. When Jesus calls me home to heaven, that's when all his treasures will be mine. Their talents came from God. He alone made land and sky and ocean. He's the greatest master of them all. I might not be here till tomorrow. I'm living now on borrowed time. When Jesus calls me home to heaven, that's when all his treasures will be mine. Their glory to him. He alone created everything. But none can match the beauty of our Savior. From morn to night his praises I will sing. I might not be here till tomorrow. I'm living now on borrowed time. When Jesus calls me home to heaven, that's when all his treasures will be mine. That's when all his treasures will be mine.
I Might Not Be Here Until Tomorrow by the Valley Gospel Ramblers. The CD is Walking with Jesus, issued in 2007. Musicians were Alf Dalton, Graham Moorhead, Wendell Boodler, Rick Spinney, Andrew Kent, and Ryan Roberts. Friends, I hope you're all doing well. Today's program is another 100% CanCon, and CanCon means Canadian content. I've several new artists being heard for the very first time, and 8 of the 15 songs are East Coast artists. I'm getting a bit neglectful here, as it's been a while since I've played my buddy, George Longard. At age 16, George made his very first of many appearances on the Don Messer television show. And in 1959, the Messer Show went national over CBC, and George was seen by 10 million viewers across Canada. In 1961, at the age of 20, he recorded an album for Banff Rodeo Records called Why Am I the One and Other Country Favorites. And most of you may not know that George had two sisters, Linda and Sharon, that also had separate recording contracts with Banff Rodeo Records. George is one of the finest country guitarists in all of Canada, and his excellent program, the George Longard Country Music Hour, follows this one. George Longard was one of the finest country vocalists to come out of Nova Scotia, and you've heard his great picking. Right now, George will sing The Family Bible, written by Willie Nelson, and Claude Gray had the very first recording on this, a number 7 Billboard Hot Country single in 1960. And I'll follow George Longard with Ron DeAtter with Gathering Buds from Ron's album, Glad Reunion. And Gathering Buds is going out to my friend Clayton Sanford in Kings County, Nova Scotia.
There's a family Bible on the table. Its pages are torn and hard to read, but the family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memories. At the end and when the evening meal was done, Dad would read to us from the family Bible, and we'd count our many blessings one by one. I can see us sitting round the table when from the family Bible Dad would read. I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me. This old world of ours is full of trouble. This old world would oh so better be if we found more Bibles on the table. Mother's singing Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
Jesus has taken a beautiful bud out of my garden of love. He's borne it away to the city of God, home with the angels above. Gathering buds, gathering buds, wonderful care will be given. Jesus is gathering day after day buds for the palace of heaven. Full blooming flowers alone will not do. Some must be young and ungrown. So the frail buds he is gathering too, beautiful gems for his throne. Gathering buds, gathering buds, wonderful care will be given. Jesus is gathering day after day buds for the palace of heaven. Mm-hmm. fathers and mothers, weep not or be sad. Trust in the dear Savior's love. Soon you will see them again and be glad, blooming in heaven above. Gathering buds, gathering buds, wonderful care will be given. Jesus is gathering day after day, buds for the palace of heaven.
Ron Dieter from Kings County with Gathering Buds, and George Longard with the Family Bible. Ron came out of South Alton, Nova Scotia. He passed on June 30th, 2019 at 77. He was a lifetime member and director of the Annapolis Valley Bluegrass Association and a former director and associate director of the Nova Scotia Country Music Hall of Fame. And George Longard recorded his Banff album at George Taylor Studio at Todd's Island, head of St. Margaret's Bay, Nova Scotia, in 1961. And George was all of 20 years old. And friends, next is Linda Evans from Oshawa, Ontario. Something Wonderful Happened is from her Glory to His Name gospel album. Linda has performed at the Canadian Country Music Awards in Alberta. She's also a featured gospel soloist at jamborees across southern Ontario. And Something Wonderful Happened was written by Sherry Easter. After Linda, we'll move on to Canada's Queen of the Bluegrass, Miss Janet McGarry. And Janet was one of Tom T. Hall's Daughters of Bluegrass. She and her husband Serge Bernard knew Tom T. and Dixie Hall really well. On the Sea of Galilee is an A.P. Carter song. The Carter family cut this song twice, once in 1933 and again in 1935. Heather Berry and Tony Mabe are giving Janet their vocal harmonies on this one. On the Sea of Galilee is from Janet's CD, Forever is the Love. Right now, friends, it's Oshawa's Linda Evans.
I made it right. The King of Glory. a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb. And shall I fear to own his cause or blush to speak his name? On
the sea of Galilee,
my Jesus is walking on the sea. On
the sea of Galilee,
my Jesus is walking on the sea. Must I be carried to the skies on flowery beds of ease, while others fought to win the prize and sail through bloody seas? On
the sea of Galilee,
my Jesus is walking on the sea. On
the sea of Galilee,
my Jesus is walking on the sea. There shall I bathe my weary soul in seas of heavenly rest, and not a wave of trouble roll across my peaceful breast. On
the sea of Galilee,
my Jesus is walking on the sea. On
the sea of Galilee,
my Jesus is walking on the sea. My Jesus is walking on the sea.
Janet McGarry from Stratford, PEI, with a Carter Family gem, On the Sea of Galilee. My, that was just a wonderful recording. And you heard Linda Evans, part owner of Ambassador Records in Oshawa, Ontario, with her husband Paul Evans, and Linda gave us Something Wonderful Happened. A couple of those new artists I told you about are next. It's Dennis and Patsy Bartlett. Originally from Middle Arm, Newfoundland, they came to Nova Scotia in 1984, and Dennis led the music at the Lance Pentecostal Church. Now I Have Everything was written by Charles Yandel and Gerald Ingalls. Dennis plays guitar on this one, and Patsy, piano, accordion. And Dennis passed 20 years ago, and Patsy made the move back to Newfoundland, and she's now living in Bishop's Falls. This is a good recording, and then it's my good friend, Big Al Trainer. Al's recorded hundreds of songs and has released dozens and dozens of CDs. He played the big doghouse or stand-up acoustic bass with Smiley Bates for a good 25 years or more, and I think he called his bass Bertha. He's written a lot of great songs, but today Al Trainer has the honor of giving us Hank's I Saw the Light. Al and his wife Julie live in Oshawa, Ontario, as does Linda Evans. So friends, it's Dennis and Patsy Bartlett with one titled, Now I Have Everything.
I had nothing but heartaches and trouble. I was seeking for fortune. I had nothing but doubts and confusion, but now I have everything.
everything I need to make me happy. I have Jesus to show me the way. Jesus saved me and gave me life eternal. And now I have everything. I was making big plans for my future. I was living my lifetime in vain. When I prayed for life's only meaning, and now I have everything. I have everything I need to make me happy. I have Jesus to show me the way. Jesus saved me and gave me life eternal. And now I have
Friends, a big thanks for making the Gospel Trail a part of your day. And a special thanks goes out to our sponsors, Cunningham Construction and the Pugwash Cooperative Limited. Archived Gospel Trail shows are available. Go to the CFTA home website page, look for archives, click on it, and you're there. We offer a variety of gospel music, and we're live at CFTAFM.com. And we are the station that put the word radio back into radio. CFTA 107.9.
I wander so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. Just like a blind man, I wandered alone. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like a blind man, that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. Sorrow in sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Big Al Traynor with Hank's I Saw the Light, and Dennis and Patsy Bartlett with Now I Have Everything. Big Al Traynor has done a lot for country music in Ontario. For many years, he booked and promoted artists for festivals and jamborees. On December the 29th, 2022, we lost folk rock country artist Ian Tyson at 89. Ian passed in Longview, Alberta. He came from Victoria, B.C. He and his wife Sylvia skyrocketed to fame during the golden era of folk music with a song Ian wrote in 20 minutes in a New York apartment, Four Strong Winds. Their version was a top 10 hit here in Canada, but it was Bobby Bear's number 3 hit in 1964 that brought attention to Ian and Sylvia. Ian Tyson is definitely a Canadian music icon, but when he passed away, news anchors were hailing him as the king of Canadian country music, and that's not quite right. I can guarantee you that three people from Nova Scotia were way bigger than Ian Tyson. Wolf Carter is the father of Canadian country music, then Hank Snow followed with sales of more than 85 million records, and then Anne Murray with 60 million albums. Oh yes, and then there's Gordon Lightfoot, and that's another story. And Kenny, I forgot, Stompin' Tom Connors was another great Canadian icon. But saying that, Ian Tyson surely deserves all the awards and accolades that were bestowed upon him. His brand was that of a folk rock country artist. Ian Tyson wrote Lord Lead Me Home, and this is from his 1974 album, Ol' Ian. Gospel by Ian Tyson seems to be rare. And then it's Norm Post, a great artist from Belleville, Ontario, will follow with a Tom T. Hall classic, Grandma Whistled.
Jesus, you know of my sorrow. You know all my lies. Every time I've gone wrong, I never built for tomorrow. I've lived for the laughter, the wine and the song. Now I am lost and all alone. Lord, take my hand, lead me home. It's my time now for praying, but I hardly know, Jesus, where to begin. I hope I ain't too late in saying I'm shaking and empty from this life of sin, and I'm lost and all. Take my hand, lead me home. I don't know of a heaven above me, but I know there's a hell, for I've made one on earth. Jesus, they say that you love me, that we are your children, no matter our worth, and I'm lost and all alone. Lord, take my hand, lead.
Everybody has their music that they like to sing and play. Everybody has a song They like to sing along life's way. I have never heard my favorite music on the radio, or my song was silenced many years ago. I can see my grandma sitting on the front porch with a chirp. Her face was brown and wrinkled from the lessons she had learned. Sometimes when I'm tired and weary, I can hear that music yet. Grandma whistling, what a friend we have in Jesus. Well, us younger folks were known for all the hell that we could raise. I must admit we had some good times in those good old days. Wake up in the early morning and sometimes my head would hurt, but my grandma always whistled while she worked. Now there's folk and rock and roll and country music all around. That modern gospel singing makes a mighty pretty sound. But the sweetest sounds of all are in my memory, I guess. Grandma whistling, what a friend we have in. They say some girls can't whistle, but my grandma really could. In those old Kentucky hard times, it sounded awfully good. With the song to pass the time with and the love she had for me, she will live forever in my memory. Now they say that they have music in that home beyond the sky. There's one song I'll request if I should get there by and by. Now there may be many singing, but I know who'll be the best. Grandma whistling, what a friend we have in.
Norm Post, the patriarch of the well-known Singing Post family, and they thrilled audiences across Canada for several decades, and that was a fine version of Grandma Whistled there by Norm. Norm took his ride to heaven on November the 17th, 2019, at age 87, and I had the pleasure of talking with Norm several times before he passed, and he was a fine gentleman. Prior to Norm was one of our Canadian icons, Ian Tyson with Lord Lead Me Home. New artists Lori Blue and Annabelle Brayhout from Prince Edward Island are next. Annabelle wrote He Sets the Time, and Lori Blue led the Blades of Grass which was the first for many years, the only bluegrass band in Prince Edward Island. Lori passed in 2003 from diabetes. He was 65. Don Olson played fiddle on this one, and Don used to call Fred Eisner looking for a good electric bass player. I'm not sure how long that conversation would have lasted. I expect Fred would have given him zero references. After Lori Blue and Annabelle Brayhout, it's the Pioneers from Elmsdale, Nova Scotia. Where Could I Go But to the Lord is a J.B. Coates song, and it's from their vinyl album, Diamonds in the Rough. And I see Fred Eisner wrote the liner notes on this one. Bruce Beeler's piano accordion certainly gives the album a really great distinct sound. Friends, here's Lori Blue and Annabelle Brayhout with He Sets the Time.
There are times when we're humble and faithful and take time to give thanks every day for the many blessings we are given. He sets the time for all to pray. He sets the time for everything. Each of us is a part of His plan. Life here is just the beginning. He sets the time for all life's span. When there's a cross to bear, we must serve and learn His glory. He sets the time to lighten our care. He sets the time for everything. Each of us is a part of His plan. Life here is just the beginning. He sets the time for all life's plan. There are times as we travel life's highway, climbing upward to heights sublime, trusting in this time God gives us, and for the future He sets the time. Sets the time for everything. Each of us is a part of His plan. Life here is just the beginning. He sets the time for all life's span. Life here is just the beginning. He sets the time for.
Friends, I welcome your comments about the Gospel Trail. Let me know what you'd like to hear. Email request.cfta@eastlink.ca or call me at 902-243-3102. Special thanks to our program sponsors, the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and Cunningham Construction. I'm here Sunday mornings at 9 and again Monday evenings at 6. And the George Longard Country Music Hour follows the Gospel Trail. We are Tantramar Community Radio, the voice of Cumberland and Westmoreland counties, right here, folks, at www.cftafm.com or CFTA 107.9. Where Could I Go? That was the Pioneers from Elmsdale, Nova Scotia. He Sets the Time was Lori Blue and Annabelle Brehout from Prince Edward Island. Wally Fowler founded the Oak Ridge Quartet, and he wrote Wasted Years. And friends, I'll be doing this one, and it's from a CD I released about 13 years ago, 20 Gospel Favorites. I played all the instruments on this one, and this is the first time I've ever played it on radio, and I hope you like it.
Wasted years, wasted years, oh how foolish. As you walked on in darkness and fear, turn around, God is calling, He's calling you from a life of wasted years. Have you wandered alone on life's pathway? Have you lived without love, a life of tears? Have you searched for that great, highest meaning? Or is your life filled with long, wasted years? Wasted years, oh how foolish. As you walked on in darkness and fear, turn around, God is calling, He's calling you from a life of wasted years. Search for wisdom and seek understanding. There is someone who knows and always hears. Give it up, this load you're bearing. You can't go on in a life of wasted years. Wasted years, oh how foolish. As you walk on in darkness and fear, turn around, God is calling. He's calling you from a life of wasted years.
One of my recordings there, friends, Wasted Years. Folks, I have for you another great Canadian artist in the person of Michael T. Wall, Canada's singing Newfie. Michael lives in Pickering, Ontario. Michael, along with his 7-year-old granddaughter, Cynthia Grace, will give us Grandpa's Little Girl. This was written by I. Grant. Michael released this one in June of 2022. It was a hit in northeastern United States. Actually, Grandpa's Little Girl was a Diamondback California release, and it was a number one hit song on DJ Rick Carbone's Music Review in New York State. And this is a real gem, friends, as Michael's granddaughter, 7-year-old Cynthia Grace, is making her singing debut on this one. Here's Granddad Michael T. Wall with granddaughter Cynthia Grace with a jewel of a song, Grandpa's Little Girl.
When tears fall down your angel face, it breaks my heart in two. I'll hold you gently in my arms and whisper, I love you. I'll chase away those bad things that comes into your world. I'd give my life, my everything, 'cause you're grandpa's little girl. We've spent some time in our private world of stories and TV, of fairy tales and magic things, as you sit there on my knee. And when you say,
I love you, Grandpa,
it gives my heart a thrill to know that you will always be your grandpa's little girl. So when you grow too old to sit upon your grandpa's knee, and all our magic moments are distant memories, you leave your childhood dreams to find your grown-up world, just don't forget you'll always be your grandpa's little girl. So when you grow too old to sit upon your grandpa's knee, and all our magic moments are distant memories, and when you leave your childhood dreams to find your grown-up world, just don't forget you'll always be your grandpa's little girl. Just don't forget you'll always be your grandpa's little girl.
I love you, Grandpa.
Michael T. Wall and his 7-year-old granddaughter, Cynthia Grace. Now, wasn't that a nice song, friends? Well, folks, I think we'll close with Sabrina Wall. Sisters Sabrina and Sarah perform many times on stage with their famous dad. And you've heard Sarah singing How Far Is Heaven right here on the Gospel Trail. The recycling song was a hit and still gets lots of airplay today. Another favorite was Daddy's Girl. And then they recorded We're Still Daddy's Girls. All of these songs are still wearing well today and receiving lots of airplay. The girls also appeared on a couple of Michael's Christmas CDs. I forgot to mention that Cynthia Grace is Sarah's daughter, and they live in British Columbia. Sabrina and her husband live north of Toronto, somewhere around Canada's Wonderland. Sabrina has written and recorded several songs on her own, and she's also performed concerts singing the songs of Patsy Cline. Sabrina Catherine Wall will close with That's the Kind of Religion for Me. She recorded this in 2016, and I think she may have learned this song from a Slim Dusty recording. And friends, just a reminder that next Sunday, September the 17th, is Hank Williams' 100th birthday, and the Gospel Trail will be about Hank Williams. And friends, thanks for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed the Gospel Trail. Here's Sabrina Catherine Wall with That's the Kind of Religion for Me, and blessings to you all. Friends, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for walking the Gospel Trail with me. The Gospel Trail was made possible in part by the Pugwash Cooperative Limited and by Cunningham Construction from Pugwash. I hope you heard a song or two that you haven't heard in some time. I'm Peter Trenum, and it looks like that old clock has caught us, so if the good Lord's willing, we'll be with you before long. Friends, look after yourselves, stay safe, God bless you all, and until next time.